And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Mount Gay.
I really like the Twilight Zone-ness of those.
That's Twin Peaks. That's what it is. It's just ripping on Twin Peaks.
Okay, well, it's I don't know if it's right on the money because I'm feeling Twilight Zone. So.
But it's a damn good cup of coffee, man.
I keep falling asleep every time Twin Peaks. You know what I mean?
You watch the new season or
and
no?
And then that lady starts screaming and I'm like, fuck, this program is too much.
The soundtrack, though, from the latest season is pretty solid.
She screams for about four episodes straight and it's too much for me. Gwillem. Welcome to BFM, back again.
Always, love it. Great times, great times.
You've kitted us out with a lime sour, Deep Creek lime sour, which is actually quite nice.
That lagerita, you know, it's we believe in cocktails and beers, they go hand in hand.
Oh, is that what it's called, a lagerita?
So this is actually based
off...
Whoa,
that's actually a great word, I like it.
Basically, a lagerita is an actual thing where you take a margarita, put it in a bigger glass and top it up with a whole fucking beer.
If you haven't figured it out already, it's Drive taking the hit on having to drink all this refreshing alcohol, by the
way.
Sorry.
Yeah. These guys work hard for
I think
trade.
The whole office has actually escaped down to Neck of the Woods for the Christmas party, so a little pre-party down there.
Pre-party. Oof. Slide on in.
And... you got some champagne, so I don't feel too bad.
We got some bubblies. It's Christmas party season.
What are the stats? You've got a couple of little scientist bottles as well. What are those?
This is my little secret, little sugary sitch.
Okay. Mm.
So today we're messing around with some delicious Mount Gay.
It's good.
Yes. Mount Gay.
Yeah, we've had a good month so far with Mount Gay.
The golden rum from 1700.
So this one is all the way from Barbados. And so Black Barrel is the rum we are using today, which is a recharred bourbon barrel. So this is a little bit more fuller bodied than what you're finding on most.
What's the vibe? They chuck it on a bonfire for a little bit or something?
No, so they actually have the special thing. So they basically everything they're buying is either ex-Jack Daniels or ex-Jim Beam barrels, and they pop the tops off them and they rechar them. So every bourbon barrel is always charred first.
Okay.
So when you're charring a barrel, you're releasing all the sugars in the wood, mm-hmm. which give you flavor and color.
What type of flame flower are we using? It's like one that just goes straight on an LPG bottle, one of those like casual sort of hoses that they use to melt that rubber that goes on roofs? Or
yeah, basically.
How do they char it? Is that it?
But yeah. It's if you took off the roof thing and you put like a wok burner inside it.
Sweet.
So it basically turns the barrel into a jet engine for about 45 seconds and they char the living crap out of it.
Kind of like
I knew it was fun, that's why I asked.
Hank Scorpio type thing.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I'm really waiting for someone to make a villain be a bourbon distiller in a James Bond film and burn someone's face off while charring a barrel. Because that'd be a vibe.
I don't know about that franchise. Hey, you've got the ice has been in martini glasses for quite a minute now, so...
You got to chill that shit down, man.
Is it? Okay, you know.
You got to keep it chill. So...
Yeah, I know Hank Scorpio. John's just showing me a picture of Hank Scorpio.
Everything's better with flamethrower.
Thanks, mate. I know.
Everything's better with Hank Scorpio.
I've got the doomsday device.
All right. So the cocktail we're kicking in today is a thing called an airmail. So the whole point of this is it's a modern classic, so to speak. But we're gonna riff on it because I couldn't be bothered making honey syrup and they use honey syrup and I'm lazy. So first things first, I've got some cold pressed lime juice.
Lime.
Lime.
From actual limes?
From actual limes.
Do you know the price of the limes?
These limes were $32.76 a kilo. And this was a kilo.
Wow. So I'm looking at almost $40 worth of juice.
You're looking at $40 worth of juice, which I pressed myself by hand.
Oh my lord.
It's not even 250 mils.
That's mint. Oh yeah. Mint. No, it's lime. It's not mint, actually.
I didn't actually bring any mint this week, sorry.
That's crazy though, eh? That's crazy.
So to kick things off, we're going to start it off with the lime component, which is actually, it ends up being the most expensive component of this drink. Love it. So 30 mils of lime per drink, and we're making two, so I'm going to whack 60 in that bad boy.
You don't really think about it like that, eh? You're like, oh, the bottle of Mount Gay will be the most expensive. No, actually the lime juice will be the most expensive.
I know I compare limes to avocados quite a lot, because the avocados are expensive quite a lot, but... How much juice do you get from an avocado, potentially? Has anyone...
I've smoothed an avocado, but I've yet to juice an avocado.
I feel like if you were to compare juices, avocados would be really expensive.
I don't know,
That's
man.
That's what I'm getting at.
They're quite mushy.
You get juice out of it.
You get definitely. Juice out of it. But, so now we're going to whack in the equivalent of 15 mils per drinky.
Oh, and it comes. So the sweet stuff is coming out of the cute little bottle. It's doing a good, like, gloop, gloop, gloop.
It's super gloopy. This one that I've got is, like, extra gloopy.
That's sort of like a high speed lava lamp, that sort of buzz.
What sort of sugar syrup is that?
This is one I get from the UK, which is actually a 2-to-1 sugar to water ratio. So it's quite sweet.
It was thick. It's a thick broth.
Hold on. I gotta do the.
This is a House of Broughton sugar syrup.
Are you about to pop some stuff?
I'm gonna pop some stuff.
You let me know, mate.
It's a new bottle.
I'll clear the way.
We always roll deep on the new bottles in the Mount Gay situation. Oh yeah.
Is this gonna be another one? Oh no, the glass isn't big enough to be like a three stage.
Yeah,
that'll do.
That's a pop.
That will do quite nicely.
So with this, we're looking at about 40 mils of rum per drink.
You're going, so that's like a big shot? Is that fair? It's like double shot sort of thing?
No, it's a standard shot, bro.
Okay, and you're doing four?
I bought the baby jig. I did 2.5. So we've got about 80 mils in there.
Okay.
So this is where it gets interesting.
You've got some great looking ice there, Gwilym. Is this from the Hancock's?
This is ice admiration.
This is from the Hancock's ice machine.
Oh, wow. That is
which
great looking ice.
In the Hancock's office bar.
You do have a great ice machine at Hancock's, obviously.
It's solid.
Is it like a Japanese ice
machine? It is a Hoshigazaki.
How do you know so much about ice machines?
Just mind your
hey
business.
Hey man, if you don't know about ice machines, you don't know. It's
I'm missing out.
You're really missing out.
There's so much internet left. It's exciting, really.
Oh yeah. Mate, you compare them. Then you got like cold drafts, which are these amazing pellets.
I like the big balls of ice. I think that's what got John really into ice when we saw. I think it was Thompson came in. Yeah,
made some
big balls. Jesus, Gwilym, they're exciting.
Okay, I'm gonna sort you out with some ice spheres.
What I would like is the ball like that, but planet Earth embossed, and then as it melts, you know, like the land gets taken over by the water, such as what's
it's
happening.
Like a coloured situation.
Pretty dark, like, but it would be kind of cool.
Coloured situation, like a Death Star situation, because I've got Death Star ice trays as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
I'm not going to fight this at all.
Yeah.
Are you about to shake?
I'm going to shake this shit up.
All right, quick one.
Oh, yeah.
Nice elliptical motion that you had.
It's the elliptical motion means I have to shake it less.
It's good. It's good.
So we're just going to reserve that for a second because it's Christmas time. We should be popping some bottles.
All right, here we go.
So, just give me a sec. I've got to deal with a cage.
Ooh, at the races.
I reckon you should.
Oh, shit, we got some great stock here. It's decent
some
folding.
Solid, some solid pop issues going on there. So what we're going to do is we're going to split this first drink across two martini glasses. Or you can go coupes if you're into that busty Marie Antoinette vibe.
I don't know which I prefer. I don't know if I prefer a coupe or a martini.
That's sort of a desert sand colour, I think I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. And then what we do is we just take this and we just pour it on top. So we're pouring the sparkling wine, a little bit of champers.
Right up to the brim of the martini glass. But these glasses are, it's mellow. It's mellow, but it's given it kind of a small little cute little head.
Oh, yeah. This is taking it to a whole nother level.
Will that float on top of the drink, that champagne stuff?
No, so what it'll do is it's carbonated.
Oh, look at the bubbles, John. Look at the bubbles.
And now it bubbles.
Shit, that's nice.
What vintage is the airmail?
Take a photo of that, John. That is crazy.
So the airmail is a 1950s drink.
It kind of looks like a bunch of fish eggs on the top of my drink a little bit, though.
No, it does not.
So it does. Put it on our Facebook page and we'll see what people say.
Tapioca, man. Tapioca.
Cool.
Get amongst.
All right.
You might have to slurp it from the slurp, the first slurp.
I feel like this is left-handed.
Take it easy. I'm gonna have to drink it off the deck. It's so full.
This thing you want. This is a cocktail designed to challenge the drinker.
Full disclosure: there's a little bit on the carpet, a small amount.
Hey man, that's just added value to the carpet because of that lime juice.
Oh, it's really nice. Yum.
So it's kind of on the sour tip, but at the same time.
Yeah, it is actually really nice.
Like quite refreshing. So it's a little twist on a daiquiri. Essentially everything you've got up until you whack the champers in there is a daiquiri. If you want to make a daiquiri,
right,
leave the champers out.
I appreciate the real lime juice as well. Like, it's, you know, just pony up when it comes to buying lime juice. Just get the limes.
Gwilym, I think for me, my one bit of feedback, this is delicious, but I would go for a coupe rather than the martini glass on this one.
I'm just trying to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
We're just trying to
like all I'm saying.
Oh, no, I just can't guarantee.
I just an asshole.
I just can't guarantee that the coops that I leave here are clean. That's the only problem I've got.
That is a real asshole thing to say.
People from BFM have taken to drinking everything that they drink out of coop glasses.
When I was here last week, after leaving four coops behind, I was cheered multiple times with people drinking Rudy's Brewers of Beer beer out of coop glasses, which I was mildly impressed about.
Brewers of Beer.
Brewers of Beer.
What are we calling this drink again, by the way?
This is called an airmail.
It's good. I'm like, you've kind of snuck one past me a little bit because I'm not a massive champagne fan.
But that's the best part about it.
I don't champagne a lot, you know.
You don't champagne lightly.
No. Well, I want to drink this drink in one sip. This is the problem with it. It's just
That would be a gulp, you philistine.
Hey, man, if a drink's worth gulping, it's worth gulping. Like, if you got a gulp, you got a gulp.
Yeah, it's great, man. This is such a good summer drink.
Is this a sort of staple at a bar? I can go, kiss one of these ones?
If they don't know what you're talking about, they probably shouldn't be making drinks. But ooh, most people probably won't know what this is. So just go, hey, can I get a daiquiri and you just hit it with some bubbles as well, and I'll pay you an extra $3?
Yeah. I reckon this is a real party starter. If you're inviting mates around to your house and you wanted to wail the socks off them, this would be a good place to go.
Mount Gay. A little bit of champ.
Fresh lime.
I'm glad that I was talking when that happened, because people would assume that's me, I think.
That was not hungry. That was me. That was definitely me.
This is a true Christmas drink, I reckon.
This is Christmas Day in a nutshell. Like, you're fed up with Auntie Susan, your little cousin's being a dick. You kind of need to take yourself off to a happy place. This is your happy place. Mm. You know, you got that bottle of mum that someone gave you, like, for Christmas 2 years ago, and you haven't really done anything with it, and you kind of need a justification. You've got justification. Just do it.
Mm. Thank you very much, Mount Gay.
Thanks, Mount Gay.
Thank you very much, Quillam.
You're welcome.
If people want to pick up some Mount Gay, head to your liquor store and or Glengarry.
Any liquor store. Mount Gay, Black Barrel is everywhere.
Black Barrel, that's easy to remember, actually. Yeah. Char it up.
So the Black Barrel is the chari-chari goodness. And in today's world, we used Henkel. So we made it reasonable. Like, you could pick up this situation for about $80. And that's with two bottles of Henkel or a Magnum if you wanted to get real bougie.
Mm. Okay, nice.
What's the point rating though? I'm looking for the Johnny Pie.
Oh, do you know what? I
would give this.
I'm
like,
in the 8.7.
It's pretty solid.
There's no garnishes or anything, but it doesn't need it. There's enough interesting things going on in the drink. It's a bit of a sleeper, this one, when you look at it.
It's 8. It would have been higher in the coupe.
I'll make you one in a coupe in a second.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Mount Gay.